This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1565. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded 18 May, Antarctica, Argentina, Australia, Bangladesh, Botswana, Brazil, China, Dominican Republic, France, Germany, Guyana, Indonesia, Israel, Japan, Korea South, Libya, Malaysia, Nigeria, Papua New Guinea, Peru, Philippines, Saipan, Serbia, Spain, USA, Vanuatu, Western Sahara, and the Propagation Outlook. I continue to hear LRA 36 Antarctica just about every weekday morning on 15476. I keep track of the sign-on times, or rather cut-on times. They turn the transmitter on without any warm-up, and music starts playing immediately. There's a musical prelude for up to 5 minutes before they start talking and doing their formal sign-on announcements. Sometimes it's as early as 12:30 UT, the nominal time, but it can be any time between then and, say, 12:45 when they come on the air. At my location in Oklahoma, best reception is then for about half an hour before it starts fading down. Along with my log reports, I've had some more comments about this unique station. The program they broadcast is called Amanecer Austral, which means Southern Dawn. But when is dawn anyway at Esperanza Base? There's a very useful website where you can look up the times of dawn, sunrise, sunset, and much other data for just about anywhere in the world, including Esperanza Base. It's www.gaisma.com. It also conveniently shows that base is about 12 megameters from my ISP. So if they're running 2 kilowatts, that works out to about 6 kilometers per watt. Not bad. Actually, the sun has already risen at Esperanza Base when they sign on the air. The current sunrise is about 12:20 UT. It will get 1 hour later by solstice in June. And dawn there is about 1 hour before sunrise. Since they are somewhat north of the Antarctic Circle, they never have to endure totally dark days. One of the main purposes of the base, and no doubt of the radio station too, is to plant the flag of Argentina on the supposedly international continent. Yet I've never heard the station play the Argentine national anthem, although I'm not sure how it goes, nothing sounding like an anthem. Of course, there are lots of websites where you can listen to it, such as the one at Wiki. I'm rather surprised that it is not being reported more widely. A 2-kilowatt transmitter, the only shortwave station on the continent, is by any definition DX, although some DXers, I'm afraid, are prejudiced against anything above the tropical bands. I find it interesting to see how propagation from so far below varies from day to day, along with the sign-on times, always remembering it could vanish again for months at a time. Do others find it passé once they've logged it, or just can't get it at all? I realize the timing is inconvenient for live listeners in Eastern North America and Europe with a 9-to-5 job or school hours in the way. Checking out the direct path on a globe, I think one reason I get it so reliably here is that the path from Esperanza to Enid is mostly over water. It barely grazes the tip of Chile, and there's no land until it crosses the Tehuantepec Isthmus, and then onward from Houston. Further west, it has to cross all of Mexico, although by San Francisco, most of Mexico is missed. To New York, the signal has to traverse all of South America up the Andes. We assume it's somewhat directional toward Argentina, and consequently usward. From Argentina itself, we have reports of some X-band stations, certainly hot DX targets for medium-wave DXers. In the medium-wave circle, Martin A. Hall in Scotland has reactivated with his excellent location and equipment and reports AM 1620 on 1620 from Mar del Plata. He heard it May 10th with good peaks at 2303 UT using his beverage antennas. On 1650, Arnaldo Sline in Argentina reports that the X-band station in Buenos Aires province has reactivated after about a year. It's called Radio Antares, IMA, like the star Antares, and its call sign is LRI 227. Its slogan is La Radio de la Familia. And on 1700, Martin Hall in Scotland has another one called Radio Fantástico in the federal capital of Argentina at 0403 UT on May 9th. And now reports of the new Australian station near Sydney on 5050 Aussie Radio. In shortwave bulletin, Thomas Nielsen in Sweden has a tentative on it May 1st at 1745. He measured the frequency to be 56 hertz on the high side. Very weak audio on his flag antenna, but it was also reported by others in Scandinavia, including Manu Ritola and Arne Nielsen. And in California, Ron Howard in San Francisco presumes he heard Aussie Radio on 5050 May 15th at 09:57 to 10:23 with some older pop songs in English. An Australian-accented announcer, he says reception was well above the norm, and this was heard before Beibu Bay Radio in China started to fade in on the same frequency. That's as early as 09:57. If you hear Radio Australia on an offset frequency, it's very likely from Taiwan or some other relay, but not Shepparton. Wolfgang Büscher was getting them on 15240.14, May 7th at 23 UT in English. Bruce Portzer in Washington got a reply from Nigel Holmes of Radio Australia Transmission, confirming that Tainan, Taiwan, was the site on 11549.9, which he heard earlier this year. He says, sometimes we get reports of variable frequency or poor modulation. These are usually resolved when I bring them to the attention of RTI's staff. You won't see any variation in frequencies out of Shepparton. We have a rubidium standard and GPS standard receivers, which are used to reference the frequency synthesizers in the transmitters. In the Shortwave Sites group, Ian Baxter says the expected date for resumption of shortwave broadcasts from the Kabirpur shortwave site in Bangladesh is June 2012, according to the engineering section of Bangladesh Betar, regarding commissioning the new 250-kilowatt shortwave transmitter. According to their website, that's, of course, for the external service, which has been off the air for some time. Bill Bingham in South Africa sends a clip of Voice of America's Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, relayed via Botswana on 909 kilohertz. He gets it just fine in South Africa, starting at 1558 UT for a couple of hours, and no sign of jamming from Zimbabwe. Nevertheless, they announce on the air that listeners in Zimbabwe should have better reception on the shortwave frequencies because of jamming on medium wave. Perhaps it's most effective just around Harare or other cities. In Shortwave Bulletin, Harry Holm in Sweden reports a nice reply from Radio Senado, Brazil, 5990, a letter in English and Portuguese, plus cards and postcards. They said, this is what makes shortwave listening so fascinating. You are so far from us, and yet, thanks to shortwave broadcasts, we are able to reach you. It's a pleasure for us to find people like you, Mr. Holm, who support shortwave broadcasts, contributing to its survival and existence worldwide. Harry Holm says, just imagine if all stations thought like that. The extensive and free-to-download A11 update to the World Radio TV Handbook became available on their website May 13th, www.wrth.com. Highly recommended. I pull out a few items of particular interest. There is an obscure broadcast from Taiwan to China promoting Taoism. It's at 11 to 12 UT on 7460. Something like Takai Shinling De Soji, which means key to open the spirit. I'm wondering if the Chai Com find Taoism as threatening as Falun Gong, and thus it merits jamming. S. Hasegawa in Japan says, so far no jamming has been confirmed on this broadcast. The X-band station in the Dominican Republic on 1640 kHz is being reported again, We wonder if it had been off the air for a while. Several DXers in Europe have heard it in the medium wave circle. Max van Arnhem in the Netherlands at 0415 UT on April 13th. Also heard by Maurits van Driessche in Belgium. And by Karl Hunzik in Czechia, fading out at 0425. That was back in mid-April. It's Radio Juventus Don Bosco. Andrew Braid in the UK said he had not heard it since 2008. Mauricio Molano in Spain refers us to the Indotel website, that's the telecom authority in the DR, showing the call sign for it is HIC80. And they have complete listings of all AM/FM shortwave television stations in the Dominican Republic. The shortwave page is especially interesting, showing lots of imaginary stations or ones that we know have been off the air for many years, not including yet Radio Discovery. And there is another active X-band station in the DR on 1680, HISV Radio Senda in San Pedro de Macorís, heard by Martin A. Hall in Scotland, May 9th at 0400 with an ID. Since Radio France International has restricted its English broadcast to mornings only, our best, or at least most convenient, chance to hear it in North America is now at 04 to 05 UT, intended for East Africa. I've been hearing it, as well as Kenneth Zicke in Michigan in the Mayor Tip Sheet, on 11995, and it's parallel to 9805. Following up last week's item about Deutsche Welle's plans to close down two major relay sites, Kai Lüttich in Germany says, the deadline before year-end referred to the cessation of radio in Russian, Persian, and Indonesian. The article does not specify a date for the closure of Sinish, Portugal, and Trincomalee, Sri Lanka. It just mentions these plans in general. I would not count on Sinish surviving beyond the current A11 season, and I would not bet on Trincomalee being in use for much longer either. There are already speculations about the SLBC keeping it alive, but their transmissions from there, launched only in the last year, appear to have ceased again already. David Koenig has some clarification regarding Guyana, ascertained by monitoring their web streams at ncnguyana.com. Voice of Guyana at 0800 UT May 11th switched from the overnight BBC World Service relay to their own programming, announcing 24-hour operation on AM, FM, and shortwave 3290. The Radio Roraima stream was off that day, but observed a week before, announcing FM 100.1 only, no medium wave. Current examples of Voice of Guyana and Radio Roraima frequency announcements are on his excellent website, Interval Signals Online. It's just intervalsignals.net. In shortwave bulletin, Arne Nilsson in Sweden measured Voice of Guyana 17 hertz below 3290, May 5th at 0115 with good strength, up to S7. For once, the utility station was gone. He was hearing music and speech in English. After surprisingly broadcasting only in English for 2 or 3 weeks on 9526 minus, Voice of Indonesia resumed some other languages, including Japanese at 1200 UT, as of May 13th. Although on May 12th, that hour was in Indonesian, so you never know what will happen next. On Tuesday, May 17th, there was no exotic Indonesia excursion, just regular program segments from Jakarta, nothing from Banjarmasin or Bali. You are tuned for World of Radio number 1565. A lot more information can be obtained from our website, especially the archive of DX Listening Digests upon which this program is based, the latest edition being number 11-20. Your contributions always welcome by PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com or a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, USA. DX Mix News Bulgaria reports a frequency change for Israel Radio's only remaining shortwave broadcast, the service in Farsi, beamed due east with 250 kilowatts. It is Sunday through Thursday at 1400 to 1525, curtailed on Fridays and Saturdays to end at 1500. It remains on 13850, but 15760 is the new frequency, replacing 11595, which was colliding with Voice of America in Tibetan. The 10-kilowatt transmitter, Galei Tzahal, Israeli Defense Forces radio, is sometimes audible on 15850. We heard it with a poor signal May 14th at 2209, mentioning Israel as soon as we tuned in, speaking Hebrew. It was peaking at S9 plus 12. It was also audible very poorly the next day at 0454. However, it is in danger. According to a story in Haaretz via Steve Witt in the Medium Wave Circle, the cabinet was to decide whether to support a bill that would allow Army Radio to continue broadcasting commercials in order to help fund its operations. They bring in some 17 mega shekels a year, 45% of Army Radio's budget, and the station claims it would have to close down if they're no longer allowed to air commercials. On May 17th at 1410, we were surprised to hear Radio Japan in English on a new frequency, 15335. HFCC showed this was the first of a two-day test via Chile, beamed 60 degrees for southern South America, but it's a viable alternative for us, deprived of any intentional broadcast to North America anymore at this hour. English at 1400, but presumably the rest of the test in Japanese running all the way until 2000 UT. I guess if it works out, they may make that a regular broadcast. Vincent Kusek in Chicago tells us that KBS World Radio has replaced a cooking show with a music show called Sounds of Korea, Wednesdays at 1240 on 9650 via Canada. KimAndrewElliott.com quotes Matt Robinson on Reuters, May 16th. NATO is broadcasting to forces loyal to Gaddafi on Libyan army radio frequencies, telling them foreign mercenaries are raping the Libyan people and urging them to give up. Nobody has the right to make the lives of their people a living hell, says the broadcast, heard by Reuters on a Libyan army radio taken by rebels in the Western Mountains. Asked about the broadcast, a NATO official told Reuters, NATO is being responsible in informing the Libyan people through PSAs to ensure the civilian population remain as safe as possible. The message played on loop is broadcast in English and Arabic, spoken with an Iraqi accent. It says you have a choice, build a peaceful Libya for the benefit of your family and a better future for your country. Otherwise, the airstrikes, which began on March 19th, will continue, it warns. The broadcast features a woman saying, "Why, my son, why do you kill our people?" A crying child says, "Dad, come home, stop fighting." Kim Elliott says the Libyan army radios probably operate on VHF or UHF, so the NATO PSYOP transmitters would have to be close in, preferably at a high altitude, such as broadcasting from an airplane. However, there have been such broadcasts reported on shortwave previously, and one of those has just been heard again by Zaharias Liangas in Greece. May 14th at 12:35 on 10404 USB. He says armed forces against Libya, S9 on this off frequency. As I believe I mentioned before, Malaysia showed up on a new frequency, 6100, reported by Ron Howard in California, and I also heard it. But apparently it switched to 7235, but that lasted only a little while, as also noted by John Wilkins, Colorado, in Cumbre DX. As of May 17th, Ron Howard says, still not heard on either of those frequencies. Voice of Nigeria reception is widely variable for the English broadcast, starting just before 0500 UT on 15120. Many nights it's not audible or below the Chinese interference, but occasionally it comes in well atop the interference, such as UT Saturday, May 14th, when I caught them with their mailbag program. It's scheduled at 0505 to 530 on Saturdays, listeners' letters. Reporting to Cumbre DX, John Wilkins in Colorado reports the reactivated Radio West Sipik, or Sundown, in Papua New Guinea, May 13th, until sign-off at 1121 UT, 50 hertz below 3205. He's presuming it was that, a weak signal, unknown language. However, on May 16th, Ron Howard in California reports remarkable reception of that station via Vanimo in West Sepik. It was running well past its normal sign-off. He heard the national anthem at 1012 UT, parallel to other PNG stations, with an English program government talkback. After that, at 1201, the national anthem again, the PNG bird call and NBC national news in English. More programming during the following hour. At 1255, he recorded what he calls a fabulous ID for NBC Sundown, mentioning all the frequencies, including 3205. Somewhat distorted audio, however, for the news at 1302 and still on the air at 1307. The Radio Heritage Foundation tries to keep track of broadcasting in Papua New Guinea for the World Radio TV Handbook. David Rickwish says that a network of Catholic community radio stations has reactivated Radio St. Gabriel on shortwave. It's also at Vanimo. This happened in recent weeks. What's the frequency? 4960, but we've seen no reports of it yet. Besides the Dominican Republic X-bander on 1640, European DXers have been hearing another station from Latin America on that frequency. Carl Hunzik in Czechia reported to the medium wave circle. 1640, May 4th, at 0328 to 0352, the IDs were like Onda Cero. Not to be confused with the network in Spain, this is a network on FM mainly in Peru. Max van Arnhem in the Netherlands also heard it around the same time on May 4th, as did Martin A. Hall in Scotland at 0400 May 9th. DX Mix News Bulgaria reports new frequencies for both broadcasts of Radio Veritas Asia Philippines as relayed via Vatican. At 1430 to 1457 in Urdu, it's now on 15260, and at 15 to 1557 in Filipino, but we've noted before, including some English, on new 15280. Last week, we were suspecting that KFBS in Saipan is no longer on the air. And now we know for sure it has been closed down, thanks to several contributions from people close to the station and appearing in full in the new DX Listening Digest 11-20, including a long chronology of the entire history of KFBS. Thanks to Graham Baker, one of the engineers who came to Saipan to help dismantle the transmitters. He resides normally in the Northern Territory of Australia. I asked him to explain why it closed down. He says the cost of electricity on Saipan is high. It pays 38 cents per kilowatt hour. The commercial standard rate is 66 cents. All local electricity is generated using diesel-driven plant. The cost of electricity in the Philippines, where they're moving the transmitters, is much less. And the first hop coverage from Saipan does not match shortwave target areas in Southeast Asia, as well as from the Philippine sites. The Northern Mariana Islands are soon required to apply U.S. immigration and employment laws, meaning that a number of non-U.S. citizens employed at the station are required to leave. He says all radio equipment and antennas at the site are being removed. The buildings, including a lot of accommodation, are remaining and will become property of the CNMI government, from whom the land is leased. The station was fully functional. Three Continental 418F transmitters and three TCI 4x4 curtains. The fourth transmitter had been previously relocated to Bocaue, Philippines. Probably the most beautiful transmitter site in the world was KFBS Saipan. On both May 14th and 15th, Alan Rowe in the UK heard International Radio Serbia 9685, staying on the air half an hour later than usual, repeating the English broadcast at midnight 30, yet once again at 0100. Radio Exterior de España is still including a segment, apparently in each of its individual Spanish programs, asking listeners to write them by email or p-mail, specifying whether they're listening on shortwave, internet, or satellite, and they're offering some prizes, the deadline being June 30th. Jose Bueno in Spain says about the possibility of closing shortwave, this time it seems that it is serious. WWRB is experimenting with audio processing to make it sound louder on 5050 and is asking for reports from listeners. That includes World of Radio, UT Fridays at 0330, now only on 5050. And WWRB has also started testing a new frequency, 15795. It was heard for a few hours Sunday afternoon, May 15th, and after some further adjustments, plans to make further tests on that frequency, 15795. A new program schedule has been put up for 5050 kHz, including some musical shows. There's classical music scheduled, UT Saturdays at midnight 30 to 0100. And back to the 40s, big band music is at 0330 to 04 UT Sundays and 2 to 2:30 on UT Tuesdays. The certainty of Harold Camping of Family Radio that May 21st is Rapture Day has received a lot of attention in the mainstream press. I wonder if he has it all set up to keep Family Radio going on automation while the world is in flames and destruction for the 5 months after he and all its eligible personnel have been raptured away. In any event, it might be interesting to listen to Family Radio on May 21st and especially May 22nd. Lots of discussion of this as well in the new DX Listening Digest. Ron Howard in California has been getting Radio Vanuatu again on 3945. May 15th at 1025 to 1055 in English with Music and the Spoken Word, that excellent show of classical religious music with the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. But they were still on the air as late as 1332. Non-stop easy listening songs with no announcements at all. He says, unbelievably, during 2 hours, they played You Are the Only One 5 different times. Reception well above the norm and running well past usual close-down time. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal has been noting that the Polisario station for Western Sahara had been using its shortwave frequency 6297.1 only in the local evenings, although in the mornings he was still hearing it on medium wave 1550. Leading other DXers to assume it was inactive since they were trying for it in the mornings. But now it is again heard in the morning hours. Mark Davies in Wales reports it May 17th at 0730, as does Luca Bottafiora in Italy, Play DX, May 15th, opening around 0700. Many thanks to everyone who has responded so far to our survey about how they listen to World of Radio. On shortwave, satellite, internet, or what. More replies have come in, especially from Europe via PMail, where it seems 7290 via IRRS is doing very well Saturdays at 1800. No, it just wouldn't do for this program about shortwave not to continue on shortwave where possible, but also available via other media. The propagation outlook from Boulder, issued May 17th, A&K indices 5 and 2, rising to a peak of 22 and 5 on May 27th, down to 5 and 2 by June 1st. Solar flux declining steadily from 110 until May 30th, down to 90 June 8th to 10th. Glenn Hauser, thanking you for listening. This was World of Radio 1565.